we played back-to-back games, and the second game was like, if we play like this the next game, we're going to lose by more than 20. And we came out and beat that team by 20. And then it kind of rolled from there. And our conference, we had some really good teams. We had some teams that weren't very good. And I think there's only one game that we played all year that we maybe had, you know, how many games we'd won in a row at that time, I'm not sure, but it was a John Wood game at home that we didn't come out and play like we could. And that's, of all the games all year long, that's probably the one game I look back and say that we didn't play up to our potential and still won.
You feel like you've gotten the praise that you deserved after 35 straight victories?
Well, actually, no. I mean, I think this team, it was a remarkable team because if anybody that was at Nationals, they kept talking about, you know, they look at us and they look at the other team and see how athletic they were and things like that. And it's just the way that these guys played together, the way they communicated together, the way they hung out together. And you see stuff in the paper now about what U of I isn't doing and not doing, and that's everything we were doing. And it does make a difference in the whole season. And it would have been nice for these girls to get a lot more recognition from that.
And you guys were on their home court in Overland Park.
That is correct.
Which is, I mean, you nearly didn't beat them there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I look back at that, and we never even talked about it being on their home court. It was just, it was a national championship game. We didn't, and during the season we've talked about, well, we got to play at ICC, which is a hard place to play and things like that. And when we were over there, we never even thought of once about playing on their home court.
Did the following pick up as the season went on?
Yeah, the really nice thing is, honestly, if Johnson County hadn't made their baseball and track and softball teams come in, we had more fans there than they did. It was amazing how many people came, even people that just came over with a championship game and stuff. And that was just, it was a blessing to see that.
I'm a little naive as far as the process for recruiting for community college. I mean, is it hard to maintain that because you're looking at a two-year cycle and I think, half the roster are sophomores?
That's true. It's the disadvantages is you don't get to be with these kids for 4 years like you do at a four-year school. And it is hard because you're turning over every 2 years, or actually turn over every year for that matter. And it's just, it's hard, and it's hard to let go of these relationships too. And that's kind of the difficult part, and you bring new people in and new people out, and it's hard to see them go after 2 years.
Didn't you have a stretch, too, of a long layover? I mean, like there were like a couple games over, 22 days at one point?
Yeah, like at the beginning of January, but we only had two games in 20 days or something like that. I mean, it was rough. We got tired of practice. We were crabby every day because that's all we did is practice.
And it can only do so much after a while, right?
Yeah, and especially with it getting, the weather getting bad. I mean, we were just crabby. We were all crabby. We've been around each other for way too long, and all we were doing was practicing. We just wanted to play.
Is there a favorite moment for you in the season, either when you pulled off a close victory or something that stands out for you, or is it just such a great run?
Biggest thing that stands out for me was probably just the championship game. I mean, we were close. We were so close. I think that on any given day, it could have gone either way, honestly. Both teams played really well, but getting second in Nationals definitely is probably one of my favorite moments this year. I actually had a few family members fly in from out of state just for this tournament. I think we counted on the second day just because we were getting... we were getting into playing. We had 58 people there for the second game. I mean, it really meant a lot to us, and it truly helped us, honestly.